Hello friends, we are studying the subject of consumer biobehavior. We are on chapter 7, which is on the nature of consumer attitudes and change. Attitude is everything, as they say, so this chapter has its own significance. The learning objective that we set for ourselves is to, we want to understand what is object. Object is linked with the predisposition of the attitude. So we understand attitude in different way. A learned predisposition as an attitude, understand what is a multi-attribute model. Same way there are learning processes and how do you change the basic motivation, etc. Understand what is communication content and understand more about the attitude change. So multiple aspects or objectives are going to get covered. To introduce you the subject, whenever, and we have asked you, or whenever you ask any consumer, people, whether they like or dislike a product, say Kishan Ketchup or the service Vodafone Red Family Plan or an advertisement theme that is Buzz 2 Minute, Maggi Noodle or a particular retailer, they are being asked to express what is known as their attitudes. Attitude research therefore helps to ascertain the likelihood that consumers will accept a proposed new product idea or gauge why firms target audience has not reacted favorably. So it is like attitude makes the person accept things. Now in that case, you need to really know attitude towards a new product or a new service that you are going to introduce versus the firm's target audience. Why have they not reacted, or why people have reacted favorably to your promotional themes, etc. So this understanding comes to you when you effort to understand the attitude. So that's what the attitude is all about. Attitudes are an expression of inner feeling that reflects whether a person is favorably or unfavorably predisposed. Predisposed is a very important word to some object, to the object that has been presented by the brand by the company, which could be the brand, the service, the retail outlet, etc. So your customer or your target audience is favorably or unfavorably predisposed. That is what is an attitude understanding is all about. Marketers therefore must spend required focus on understanding the attitude towards your object. Object is that you can decide whether it's your retail outlet or your product or the brand, etc. It's an outcome of a psychological process, driven by the psychological process, are not directly observable. You cannot really observe. However, you have to infer from how people behave, what people tell about you. So what will people say when you say Sony Bravia or Maggi, etc., or a Yuppie, Maggi versus Yuppie, what will people say? So that is how you get an idea about the attitude. Okay. A whole universe of consumer behavior, that is every aspect of, or rather the major aspect of consumer behavior, like starting from the consistency in the purchase, recommending your product to the others, giving you ranking, the beliefs, the evolution, etc., are all related to the subject matter of attitude. Therefore, you see, it's significant in its own way. So now the definition, attitude is a learned predisposition, please understand, to behave in a consistently favorable or unfavorable way with respect to a given object. Through my past learning, I develop an attitude, I develop a feeling, I developed either a favorable or an unfavorable predisposition towards the object that you offer. Object may be your product, your company, your retail outlet, etc. So that's a predisposition is a very important word. It comes out of how person has been exposed to the product or the object that you are offering. So that's how the attitude formation takes place. It's a predisposition stage. Now, can this predisposition be changed? Yes, it can be. So that's what attitude change, when we come there, we will see. So what is attitude object? So we are now studying certain salient aspects. They are in the form of lines or a statement and then the basic explanations. So attitude object is nothing but issue, action, behavior, practice, person, event, the product, the outlet, as the case may be. What is it towards which the object, towards which the attitude gets developed? That's what is the attitude object. When we want to determine the attitude towards online shopping, so the object in this case will become therefore the online shopping sites. It could be Flipkart, Snapdeal, Amazon, Shopclues, etc. So they become the attitude object. Attitudes are a learned predisposition, as the definition was suggesting, means that attitude relevant to a purchase behaviors are formed through pre-exposure, predisposition. So their attitudes are formative stage. Therefore, attitude can also be changed or an influenced, as the case may be. Attitudes are a predisposition, so learning that further, formed as a result of direct experience, formed as a result of direct experience with the product or information that I have acquired from the others, or an exposure that I got through the mass media. Okay, I'm not owning, neither I have a desire to own, say, like a Benz or a BMW, but I have formed my attitude towards the product. Okay, attitudes are not synonyms with the behaviors. Favorable attitude does not mean the favorable behavior. It's a two different thing. You have to persuade person to behave, but for him to behave, there is to be a favorable attitude formation. Therefore, it comes as a roadblock, or it comes as a path towards the favorable behavior. It reflects either a favorable or an unfavorable evaluation. So accordingly, the behavior will get affected. As a predisposition, when I say predispositions, have certain motivational things attached to it that might propel the consumer towards a particular brand. So a predisposition, if it is handled well, the motivation towards the brand will grow favorable, and therefore the positive predisposition will get formed. Attitudes occur within a situation. Very rightly said, we are driven, attitudes will be different in different situations. Certain situations you command yourself, so you will be favorably poised. Certain situation is out of your control, so you will not be favorably poised. Certain situations where you are personally involved, certain situations you are not personally involved. So all those aspects will determine your attitude. A situation can cause a consumers to behave in a specific manner, many times inconsistent. So for example, buying different brands of coffee, you may buy a different brand of coffee at one particular time, though you are a very loyal to Nescafe. Or situation, when I say that I am buying goods for my wife, I'm in a different situation. My attitude in selection will be different vis-a-vis. I am buying this for my friend, I'm in a different situation. So my attitude may vary. Individuals can have a different attitudes towards a particular behavior. A particular behavior when individual observes, may have a different attitudes, and that's a outcome of a different attitudes which may form similar behavior in two different individuals. So attitude is therefore a complex subject. However, one positive thing why the marketers are driven towards it, it can be influenced or it can be changed. So once you know your predisposition state, then you can work towards influencing or changing it. Different attitudes towards a particular behavior is corresponding to a particular situation. Only lunch at a restaurant. So like different attitude, then we have different attitudes towards a particular behavior which corresponds to a situation. We generally prefer to have lunch at a restaurant. Okay, India, very few individuals think of relaxing at Starbucks still, though they are very popular, etc. But relaxing at a Starbucks is still not, in our mindset. That situation or that perspective is still not there in the large number of people. It's important to understand how consumer attitude vary from situation to situation. For instance, it is useful to know whether the consumer preference for different burger chains vary in terms of eating situations. So there are different product provider, so Burger King and various other thing. Now, in terms of eating situation, whether the preference for them will vary. What is people's attitude when it comes to eating situation at a different chains of burger product provider? Attitude may play a vital role. What is the attitude that they formed about it, the eating situation? Under the attitude understanding, the concept of salience definitely comes into perspective. So what is salience? Under different conditions, our attitude does not hold the same relevance or a salience for the product or the individuals under different situations. So situation to situation, our attitude may vary, and therefore there is no saliency in our attitude related to different situations. Example here given is public display of affection. I keep giving this example. if I am in London and if I see this thing happening in front of me, my attitude will be different vis-a-vis if I am in Mumbai, Marine Drive, and I see this thing happening, my attitude will be different. I may object. There, I will accept. Okay. You have some preference towards a specific brand. They may or may not be, there may not be any attitude as such, but even if there is some attitude, it's not relevant all the time. Pepsi with the family. I have a say like a favorable attitude towards Pepsi, but often when it comes to family and the family suppose resist, having a Pepsi together, maybe easy for me to give it up. And I may go and have the mango if they are offering to me. Attitude is a result of a number of attitudes towards different attributes. So attitude is a result of what is your attitude towards different attributes. So each product has certain attributes. Now your attitude towards different attributes of the product, this thing may also be different. Now in such case, what will happen? So what is the stronger this thing will prevail? So it could be price, whether I am looking at a price while buying a fire extinguisher, or I am looking at a safety, I am looking at a performance even after a long time, no freezing of valve or something like that. So what is that? So accordingly, my attitude at safety may be higher than the price. So in that case, the price will, high price will not matter much, because I am looking at a very safe and secured way of fire extinguishing. Okay, so that's what the saliency, this thing is. Variably, or you can say probably inversely related to the attitude and attitude situation in which you have to decide your attitude. So that's a relativeness out here. All these have a varying salience based on the category, the situation, etc. We just told you that the fragrance is highly salient for a perfume. So for a perfume, fragrance is a core thing. Therefore, it is very salient, which is not the case with medicine. We will not look for a fragrance in the medicine. Price may be highly salient for the fast food, but not for the trivial item like a scratch guard, etc. Styling is valued at the time of an occasion-specific dress, say wedding and all. Then there is a saliency, this thing, which is not the case with my daily wear. Sometime I may allow, whether I like or not, I will accept if somebody has given or a wife has brought that item. If it is of a regular casual wear, I will tolerate, even if it is not meeting my preference or the attitude. So that's where the salience versus the attitude and product attributes, different aspects of product attribute vis-a-vis the attitude, etc. So that's the relationship that one need to understand. So we come to now understanding the components of attitudes. So there are different components that has been explained to us by different methodology. So there are different frameworks or the models which brings out the different models or a components of the attitude. Overall idea is like, by understanding this, you are trying to understand what is attitude, how the attitude gets formed, etc. Once you understand this, then you are in a position to influence or change. So that's the gist of this. These are those five models. We are going to get into them one by one. So I'm not explaining it right out here, but let's take the first one, tri-component attitude model. So tri-component attitude model, as the name suggests, has a three components. We will cover as we move forward. Major components are a cognitive component, an affective component, and a cognitive component. Cognitive is all to do with the knowledge, information, processing. Affective is all to do with the how you are inferring and concluding things, etc. And a cognitive is all behavioral. So now moving this, cognitive component, it consists of a person's cognition means understanding, that is a knowledge and a perception that he acquired by a combination of a direct experience with the attitude object. We have understood what is the attitude object and related information that he obtained through various sources. So various sources of information on one hand, his direct experience on the other hand, enables him to build opinion. So that's what is the cognitive component of an attitude formation. So that's an attitude formation stage. Example out here given to you, cognition, affect, and cognition. Though it is showing you each circularly connected, but it starts with cognition, affective, and cognition. So let's understand this a little more. This knowledge and resulting perception that it builds frequently take the form of a belief. That is, our understanding, when we arrive at an inference that we derive, it forms our belief. That is, the consumer believes that the attitude object, that is the brand, the product or organization, possesses various attributes. They have certain attributes. That specific behavior will lead to specific outcome. Our cognition tells us that if certain attributes are present, that means the affective response and the behavioral response will materialize as expected. Consumer's belief system could be just complex, much beyond the imagination. So just to give you an example, the cognition that I have about, say, Tata Group of companies, very ethical organization, built from the scratch, they have set the standards for ethics and social service in the society. So my attitudinal this thing and the cognitive this thing will be there in the next situation where nation will be in the disastrous condition. That group will be the first one to come forward and lay the helping hand. Now, that's the result, because my cognitive, this thing that I have inferred from the past experience or the data, makes me believe, makes me conclude, infer that this is a group which is committed to it. So, the next time any such situation arises, they will be the first one to move in. So, that's a tri-component attitude model. This gives you an idea. There is a mouthwash, Scope. There is one brand called Scope, and the second is Listerine. And how you read this? So, what dentist has to say? What about the breathe? About the test? That is a feedback from the consumer, and the strength. And same is for test, breathe, and strength from the Listerine. And then you can read this. So, dentist recommends it. Fights bad breathe. Test sweet, that is a soft drink like, and long refreshing feeling. Vis-a-vis the Listerine, test like medicine. So there is the first this thing, which is a negative. Fights bad breath. So yes, positive. Long refreshing feeling. There it has been put in negative because the same is present as a strength in the competition. Okay. So this is how, when you form your this thing, this is a belief which is coming. Okay, this is a subject attitude object, which is a scope, and under that, these are the attitude attributes as we spoke about. Okay, and then this is a belief that is formed. Overall evaluation, then it goes in favor of scope. So, people, it is said that attitude is favorably poised for the scope, vis-a-vis negatively poised for the Listerine. Okay. Coming to the affective model, that is the second component under the tri-component attitude model. Consumers' emotions or feelings about a particular product or a brand constitutes the affective component. So, after I elaborate, after I have cognitive inferences made based on the information I have and the experience, I form certain emotions, I form certain feelings about a particular product and the brand. That's an affective component. I am either favorable feeling I have, or I have a negative feeling towards that. So what it captures? It captures individual's overall assessment about the attitude object, about the attitude object. Please remember, and that is the extent to which the individual rates the attitude object. So how I rate my feeling, how I rate my disposition for that individual object, attitude object, whether it is favorable or whether it is unfavorable. So that's what is an affective component of tri-component attitude model. Under the tri-component attitude model, the third component is the cognitive component. It's all about the likelihood that the specific action or a behavior that a consumer takes, which is as expected by you, towards the attitude object. So attitude object may be your product or the brand. So after you have information, you have analyzed the information, you have developed a feeling which is favorable or unfavorable, based on which, what may be your behavior towards that attitude objective, that what may be your behavioral this thing is a cognitive component of the tri-component model. Cognitive component is frequently treated as an expression of the consumer's intention to buy. Intention to buy is very important. You would have noticed in many surveys, etc., even if you have purchased the product, you know, the survey which conducted after that, at the end also they will ask you, given a choice, will you buy this product again in future? Will you buy this product from us only in future? Will you recommend this product to others? So these are those kind of attitude understanding kind of a probing that they are doing through you. So attitude component, the tri-component attitude model, cognitive, affective and cognitive components we have studied. It gives you through an example. I have taken an example of a chocolate. So cognitive could be a good chocolate improves my day. You know, that's a cognition. If I get to eat a good chocolate, I feel my day is made. Affective, chocolate melting in my mouth brings that tranquility, you know, tranquil feeling in my this thing. That's why I feel very positive about. I am eating chocolate now. That's a behavioral. I purchased a chocolate and I am eating a chocolate now. So very simple way to express you this tri-component model through an example. I hope it makes the relevant sense for you. Moving on, the second model, components of the attitude model, the single component attitude model is the second framework. Here, affective state or affective component is considered as the only component that determines the attitude of an individual, overall assessment of the attitude object. So what when I get exposed to, what is my feeling that I develop, what is the likes, dislike that I develop about it comes out. Overall assessment, whether plus, minus, favorable, unfavorable, that's the only thing happens when you get exposed. So that's why the single component model believes that it's the affective component which is a driver of attitude. So that's the single aspect out here. This model, consumer attitude towards several competing. Trying to give you an example, say insurance companies, if we take, following this model, a consumer attitude towards several competing insurance company would be equal to individual's overall reaction to the competitive merit. For example, good versus bad, positive versus negative, favorable versus unfavorable of the insurance companies being considered. That is, the customers evokes it. So when you put up the name of the insurance company, consumer will give you only the affective component evaluation. They will tell you good, bad, this company is good, this bad, positive, negative views, etc., favorably poised or unfavorably poised. That is what is will reveal. Yeah. So they believe that the single component, which is an affective component, is a driver of attitude. So the major emerging limitation of a single component attitude model is that it fails to provide you answers to the why behind a specific attitude. Why? That doesn't come out. So that's a bigger limitations of this model. Thank you.